The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman, and this is Time for Technology. Researchers are working to create robots that can do all types of jobs. Now some scientists are trying to make androids, or robots that appear human. But androids can make some people feel uneasy. VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains this feeling, the phenomenon known as Uncanny Valley.
Robots come in all shapes and sizes. Some are cute and make people smile. Others look a little too human and make people uncomfortable, including researchers.
I know how they work. I know that they're just machines, but something about something that just looks like a person but doesn't quite move like a person is disturbing.
That growing feeling of unease as a robot looks too human is called the uncanny valley. Computer science and psychology professor Jonathan Gratch says there are many explanations behind the uncanny valley phenomenon. One is that it is biological. People instinctively recognize when something seems wrong.
In my research, I study emotion and how we use emotional cues to read each other's minds. And I think a lot of the issue for me is if we try to make something very realistic, then you start trying to read all this information into what it's portraying, and it's not the right information. And so it just communicates something is off, something is wrong with this interaction.
Another explanation is a robot that looks too human threatens what it means to be human.
Initially, humans were seen as, you know, the only intelligent entity, and now we know more and more that animals can do many of the things we do, build tools. We know machines are starting to become intelligent. We hold on to the fact we're emotional, but now these machines are starting to be emotional as well, which is perhaps a threat. So where does that leave people?
The environments that we've been designing for ourselves.
John Rabula is working on making this humanoid robot, Hermes, walk more like a person. Hermes can be considered cute, but if he looked more human...
I don't know if I'd want to be in the lab with a very human-like robot looking at me all the time. I don't necessarily myself need that extra layer of weird.
People who design machines to work with humans do keep the uncanny valley in mind.
But unfortunately, today I cannot give...
As they think about creating the robot's look.
Just like Jamie said this morning.
Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Make sure you're back with us next week for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.